current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's segment of News Right Now, Unguarded Speech. Tucker Carlson, a U.S. journalist, recently flew to the Blessed Land in order to interview the U.S. ambassador of the Jewish entity, Mike Huckabee. During the interview, Carlson pushed Huckabee on a number of topics, including his loyalty to the U.S., how he hosted a U.S. trader, the Gaza War, and even the right of the Zionist entity to exist. Out of the almost three-hour interview, the topic of the quote-unquote Greater Israel Project was what sparked backlash along media platforms. Carlson had addressed how the Zionist entity claims the right to exist and take the land is a biblical right. Quote, "You have appealed to Genesis 15, Carlson begins to ask. It's Abram receives from God the news that his descendants will inherit the land, from the Euphrates to the Nile. That would include, like, basically the entire Middle East. That would be the Levant. That would be, quote-unquote, Israel, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon. That would also be the big parts of Saudi Arabia and Iraq," end quote. And after trying to wiggle out of the question, Carlson kept pressing, asking the blatant question, quote, "Does Israel have the right to that land?" end quote. And Huckabee replied saying, "It would be fine if they took it all." This indicates a crucial and important issue. The livelihood of the Muslims has been completely disregarded. It doesn't matter who lives in those lands. Under the basis of what the Kuffar believe, our lands are not to be for us. Netanyahu, right before the Gaza War, had spoken at the UN about the quote-unquote Greater Israel Project, showing how the Zionist entity is intending on expanding its occupation to other areas of the Middle East. No one has a right to fight back, but instead, now we see that the U.S. even endorsed and acknowledged this idea, even given the Zionists the right to proceed with their plan. The Kuffar have even influenced many other people by claiming that stealing land and taking it for their own is a biblical right. They try to espouse their support for the quote-unquote Greater Israel Project by insinuating that they are quote-unquote God's chosen people, and they must take the land that was quote-unquote inherently theirs. They claim that this will usher in the second coming of Isa alayhi salam. They preach about this in churches and even create sermons dedicated to this topic, drilling in the ideas that this land must be for the Jews. The Christians and the Jews have worked together to bring this idea to the forefront from a biblical standpoint, trying to gain as much support for their project as possible. The fact of the matter is, we too have a Quranic project to unite the lands under one banner. It is our goal and project to liberate our lands, to unify them under a single caliph, Khalifa, contradictory to the plans they have set in motion.
وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَٰلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ.
Allah has promised those of you who believe and do good that He will certainly make them successors in the land, as He did with those before them, and will surely establish for them their faith, which He has chosen for them, and indeed change their fear into security, provided that they worship Me, associating nothing with Me. But whoever disbelieves after this promise, it is they who will be the rebellious. Surah An-Nur, Ayah 55. This is, and has always been, a war between Haqq, truth, and Batil, falsehood. It will continue to be a fight between Muslims and the Kuffar, as it has always been since the message was first sent down to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is our obligation to establish the Khilafah, Caliphate, and protect the Ummah from their devious plans. not to give empty words of condemnation, as did the Muslim leaders in their joint statement expressing their quote-unquote strong condemnation and profound concern regarding the statements, expressing how they quote-unquote reject these quote-unquote remarks. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. A threat was placed on the lands of the Muslims, and the Ruwaybida Muslim rulers only decided to place a joint statement to condemn and move on? By Allah, the only way we get out of this humiliation is by establishing a state where any ambassador or leader would not even think to dare speak ill of our lands. O believers, if you stand up for Allah, He will help you and make your steps firm. Surah Muhammad, Ayah 7. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.